Patriots Pro Bowl linebacker Jerod Mayo. Good morning, Jerod.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
You sick of talking about this game?
A little bit, but go ahead and ask the question.
All you gotta say, you said go ahead and ask the question. You've got the cliches ready to go, right? Any kind of question we have, you got an automatic response for us, don't you?
I have the Bill Belichick approved answers.
Did Wes Welker have the Bill Belichick approved answers yesterday?
Shoot, obviously not.
I got to say this, though. He's pretty darn good at it.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's a funny guy, and you know, I don't know. I mean, he was just answering the questions. That's all I'm going to say. He's just answering the questions.
Uh-huh.
So what can you do at this point? I mean, it's Friday. You're playing this team for the third time this year. I mean, can you possibly watch any more film and see something that you haven't seen before?
You can always watch, you know, more film, but at the same time, you don't want to watch too much film where you're out there playing kind of, you know, like you're thinking too much. So, you know, we watched a lot of film over these last couple of weeks on every team that we could have possibly played, and this week has been all about the Jets, and I think we're prepared and ready to play.
When you guys played the Jets in week two, you got beat by 14 points. When you played them December 6th, you won by 42. Why was there such a difference?
To be honest with you, I'm not sure. You know, that first half of the first game, we played pretty well. You know, we were up, and the second half, we came out flat. I know we were talking about it, putting together a 60-minute game, and I think that's what we did the second game, so hopefully we can get that done again.
Have you improved as a communicator on defense?
I think so. You know, I think that just comes with time, being together with a group of guys. You know, just the maturation process of these young guys has really come along nicely the last couple of games, and hopefully that continues.
What accelerated your development in that department? Was it all you, or did somebody say something to you that kind of got your attention?
Well, you know, when I first came into the league in 08, we had guys like, you know, Mike Vrabel, Teddy Bruschi, Rodney Harrison. Those guys were pretty much out there making all the calls together. And then, you know, last year I would make most of the calls, but not all of them. But this year, being an old guy on the team, even though it's only my third year, I kind of was forced into the role to make all the calls. So, you know, it's come along nicely, and, you know, it's been working for us.
Did you feel ready to take that responsibility on before this year?
Yeah, I did. You know, I always try to be I always like to study the game, study a lot of film and things like that, study the game plans, and maybe not my first year, but last year I think I was ready.
I remember when Romeo Crennel was coordinating the Patriots defense, he used to tell guys, if you're going to be wrong, at least be wrong together. I want everybody on the same page, and if you make the wrong call, we'll deal with it. Is that important for you, just to make sure... even if you're wrong, just to make sure that everybody is seeing it the same way you do?
You know, that's the same thing Coach Belichick, you know, tells me. If we're going to be wrong, let's all be wrong together, and you know, hopefully we'll live to fight another down. And you know, just having that confidence from your coach in you to make the calls is a great thing.
It's kind of a cliche in football that you got to stop the run. But it seems this week more than any other time that if I were the New York Jets coming in here, I'd want to be able to run the football effectively. Does that put extra pressure on the defensive line and the linebackers to make sure they can't do what they want to do?
You know, I think so. I'm very confident if we stop the run, we'll have a pretty good chance of winning this game. And, you know, they have a great offensive line and two great running backs. And, you know, they kind of want to protect Sanchez a little bit. But at the same time, if they get that running game going, then it's a lot of things that open up for their offense.
What has Vince Wilfork meant to your season?
A lot. You know, that whole front. But, you know, Vince in particular, he demands a double team every once in a while, and you know, sometimes a triple team. He's just a big guy in the middle and allows the linebackers to run around.
Mayor, do you think at this point, do you think there is any trickeration that the Jets will be bringing to the table, or do you think they'll approach this game and say, we're going to try to run. They know we're going to try to run, and let's see if they can stop us.
You know, they got this far doing what they do, and that's running the football. So I don't see a reason for them trying to trick us anyway. I think they're going to come out and do what got them to this point.
Is there anything new under the sun? I mean, at this point, haven't you pretty much seen everything they've got, and they've seen everything you've got?
To be honest with you, you know, we're very familiar with each other, but at the same time, if they're anything like our coaches, they're in the meeting room all night drawing up new plays and things like that. So I'm sure they'll have something, some new look, but probably the same concept.
Do you wish it snowed on Sunday?
you know, we're playing well in bad conditions. You know, kind of like mutters. We run pretty well. But at the same time, no matter the conditions, we'll be ready to play.
Final question. Brandon Spikes returned to your team. How has he looked working with the linebacker core?
You can tell he's been working out, staying in shape. He's looked good. He's been keeping up as far as watching us on TV, as far as the plays. And, you know, he looks like he's ready to go.
Gerard, we always appreciate the time. Good luck on Sunday.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully I'm talking to you next week.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Take care. That is Gerard Mayo, Patriots Pro Bowl linebacker, joining us from Gillette.